With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of inspired and inspiring listening. It's another birthday celebration on this edition of With Heart and Voice. This month of February, we're celebrating composers' birthdays for Sir Hubert Parry, Morton Lauridsen, Michael Pretorius, and Jean Langlais, with a wide range of sacred choral and organ music. We'll begin with brilliant and festive organ music by 20th century French organist and composer Jean Langlais, born on February 15, 1907. And though he spent most of his life in Paris, he never forgot his roots in Brittany. Our first piece is appropriately titled Fête, meaning celebration or party. Prize-winning organist Ji Yun Choi performs on the organ in the chapel of Valparaiso University.
Thank you.
Ji Yun Choi, who was first prize winner in the National Competition of the American Guild of Organists in the year 2000, played Fête by Jean Longley. She played the organ in Resurrection Chapel on the campus of Valparaiso University in Indiana. Longley was certainly a prolific composer of organ music, with a complete recording of his organ works filling 13 CDs, as in the collection made by one of his leading American disciples and students, Anne Lubunsky, over a period of years. Our next birthday composer was equally prolific in composing choral music, as well as organ music and music in most every other genre. Sir Charles Hubert Hastings Parry was born on February 27, 1848, and lived until 1918, when he contracted influenza during the global pandemic of that time. He, along with Sir Charles Stanford, are credited with reviving the quality of English music, which had languished into over-sentimentality over a period of time, and brought new life to the music education in Britain. Among his Songs of Farewell, written in 1916, is an anthem which sets words of the metaphysical poet Henry Vaughan. "My Soul, There Is a Country" is sung here by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott conducts. My Soul, There Is a Country by Sir Hubert Parry. John Scott led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Parry is remembered, too, for several strong hymn tunes which have gained wide acceptance in the last 100-plus years, including perhaps his best-known hymn tune, Repton, which was adapted from his oratorio, Judith. It most often sets words of the American poet, John Greenleaf Whittier, "Dear Lord and Father of Mankind." We'll hear the choir of Bath Abbey, led by Peter King. The choir of Bath Abbey sang the hymn, "Dear Lord and Father of Mankind," set to Sir Hubert Parry's wonderful tune, Repton. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Michael Praetorius, our next birthday composer, was an important musical force in Renaissance Germany, being among the second or third generation of composers after the Reformation. He was an important theorist as well as organist and composer, and is known for developing musical forms based on Lutheran chorales. We'll listen to two of these, performed by the Huelhaus Ensemble from Belgium. We'll first hear Mitten wir im Leben sind, In the Midst of Life We Are in Death. Paul van Nevel conducts. Two motets on Lutheran chorales by Michael Praetorius, born February 15, 1571. We just heard Allein zu dir, Herr Jesu Christ, On You Alone, Lord Jesus Christ, My Hope on Earth Depends. Earlier, we heard Mitten wir im Leben sind. Both were performed by the Huelhas Ensemble, led by Paul van Nevel. Praetorius is probably most often remembered for his settings of chorales for Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany. We'll listen to In Dulce Jubilo as performed by Chanticleer. Dulce Jubilo, set by birthday composer Michael Praetorius. Joseph Jennings and the Gentlemen of Chanticleer performed. A lesser-known but grand hymn tune by Sir Charles Perry receives a wonderful arrangement in our next selection. Perry died in the town of King's Croft, Rustington, in 1918, and this hymn tune bears the name Rustington. Here it's paired with a wonderful text from 1969 by Albert Bailey, When the Morning Stars Together. Richard Prue leads the cathedral singers in his own arrangement.
Thank you.
The Cathedral Singers, led by Richard Prue, sang his arrangement of the hymn tune Rustington by Perry, setting the text When the Morning Star Is Together. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The final birthday composer whom we celebrate today is, thankfully, still living. Morten Lauridsen, born February 27, 1943, has become quite a popular composer in the past 25 years or so, and has influenced a whole new generation of persons writing choral music as well. Though he's best known for a few large works, or choral cycles, we'll begin our recognition of his work with his setting of Ave Maria, composed the same year as his popular major work, Lux Aeterna. Several thematic and harmonic linkages can certainly be heard in this performance by the Los Angeles Master Chorale, directed by Paul Solomonovich. Psalm 84 was set to Anglican chant by C.H.H. Perry. The choir of St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario, was led by Noel Edison. Earlier, we heard the Los Angeles Master Chorale sing Ave Maria, composed in 1997 by Morten Lauridsen. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. When composing sacred choral music, Morten Lauridsen is often drawn to Latin texts, partly, I think, because of their connection to the long line of religious tradition, but also because of the inherent musicality of the texts, lending themselves to transcendent settings. Our next selection is a setting of Ubi Caritas, built on the traditional plainsong for that text, perhaps most familiar from Maurice Durufle's famous setting. Lauridsen sets an additional text, giving a somewhat expanded structure to the piece. The choir of Trinity Church Boston is led by Brian Jones.
Jesus, Emmanuel, save us.
Ubi Caritas by Morten Lauridsen was sung by the choir of Trinity Church, Boston. Brian Jones conducted. Sir Hubert Parry's hymn tune, Intercessor, is unlike most of his other hymn tunes, bearing some similarities to Psalter tunes of an earlier century. The choir of Grace Cathedral San Francisco sings the hymn, By Gracious Powers, set to Parry's hymn tune. Benjamin Bachman directs. Sir Hubert Parry's brilliant chorale fantasia on O God Our Help was performed by David Good on the organ of Eton College Chapel. Earlier, the Grace Cathedral Choir of Men and Boys sang the hymn By Gracious Powers with C.H.H. Parry's hymn tune Intercessor. Benjamin Bachman conducted. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music by birthday composers spanning over four centuries. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.